This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance isn't here. He'll be back on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5. You can watch him all weekend.
You're not even going to give him a vacation for a couple days after all that damn work he's doing?
No, I don't care about his work.
He's a grinder.
No one cares about him. but you know who... He's up right now clapping back at people who questioned his predictions yesterday. So it's not like he's asleep.
Baker Mayfield first? Yeah, he did.
I saw that. He goes, Mayfield is going number one.
But I guess he had Rosen or Allen to the Jets, and people are taking shots at him because he didn't have Darnold going there.
Well, because Darnold was supposed to go second. I mean, how could you have him to the Jets?
Tell that to the internet, and he's not backing down.
Well... The fact, I'm going to say this. I thought the Giants just blew it because you got a franchise quarterback there when you're at the tail end. That's just what the Packers did.
Perfect.
It's not that hard. It's what the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers.
I thought Dave Gettleman missed and on this. He should have, and it would have been the perfect situation for him. And he'd have got Odell Beckham when he was right. It was dumb. As good as Barkley's, you cannot pass on a franchise caliber quarterback. And in New York, I think the Giants missed as much as anybody. I had, and with Josh Allen, I had him going to Buffalo as well. But I actually had them trading to Cleveland.
And moving up, getting that
because afraid that Allen would be gone to Elway at five, depending on if they wanted to take another quarterback, which would have been a possibility.
What did Elway tell you about Josh Allen? He ain't my guy.
That's exactly right. Hence why they got... what some think is as good a is the best pass rusher in this, and Bradley Chubb. I watched him the other day, John. That dude sometimes is unblockable. And with him and Von Miller, I don't know what you're going to do. Think about that division: Chubb, Miller, Ingram, Bosa, Mack, Justin Houston. You better strap it on as a quarterback, brother. You better put a suit of armor, a coat of armor on, because you're going to get hit.
And
I think it's a great move because he was the best. You could have taken Quentin Nelson or Chubb there and been satisfied because both those guys are sure picks. But Josh Allen to seven, I just had him going three spots higher to four on a trade.
Yeah.
So they got him anyway.
Let's get Sean in here. He wants to talk to Sean. Hey,
I'm
Sean.
I'm already here.
What's going on, man?
What's How you happening? Doing, Sean?
Man, this ain't Sean. This is Chuck. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Oh.
Gone, man.
Hey, Chuck. What's going on, man?
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to say, man, miss you, man. Lance is all right, but, man, the game show that swept the nuts off. Dale's the face of the franchise now. He's on 24 hours a day. I just want to say I miss you, Sean. I miss your honest opinion.
Chuck,
you have a good day, brother.
Thanks, Chuck. I think that we're doing okay having Lance here. He's awesome, but I appreciate the compliment. And I don't think there's any doubt that Dell's the face of the franchise. I'm with you 100%. John, you agree, or you really think Dell's not? You think Dell's overrated?
I think Dell should stay in the closet. Forget face of franchise.
I was never in any closet.
Are you saying he's gay now?
I do find it interesting that this gal media still is keeping their version of Eli Manning around. We all think it should be over. But for whatever
you're hoping that they bring in some young guy to replace.
But for whatever reason, they don't want to pull the trigger.
Oh, so you're saying right now that the front office at Gal Media has made a big mistake.
I'm sure there's a franchise guy out there somewhere, but
Gal is Dave Gettleman.
Yeah, and they keep pushing it back. They don't want to make the move.
David
Gal.
Who?
Gawu.
But thank you for the compliment. But this is a great morning show, as witnessed by the way you guys are dominated, you and Lance. But thanks for the compliment. I miss the laughs with you guys, you and Dell. It's awesome. I need to come in more often, even if I'm uninvited.
Yeah. No. You need to. Just hang.
Is it racial?
Hang. And what Barry Warner likes to say, riff. Just riff.
I like the riff.
Okay. You want to riff? You like to rip snort. We can't.
He's
Lance.
Crazy, Nate.
Lance is going to have to wait. Lance is going to come and join the show in just a second.
Lance is nice.
Yes, but
I broke his computer watching all the tape in there.
he said Sean is really enthusiastic about.
Well, because I get all the angles, man. I do.
He's got
incredible.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got the all.
Quit ball hogging, man.
So Nate Griffin is joining us though in just a second here.
Who?
It's not Nathaniel.
It is Nathaniel. Give him some respect. That's
no,
on his birth.
That's not his
I like
name.
To call guys their name on their birth certificate. Nathaniel Delvin.
Okay. Yep. Delbert. It's Delbert, not Delvin.
Call that man what Delbert.
If Delbert needs Harry Carey glasses if his name's Delbert. Okay.
All right. That's his name. So put some respect on it. All right. So what are we going to talk about here, Nate?
Well, we're going to talk about the draft and the fact that the Texans do have 3 picks in the 3rd round, but they won't be picking until later tonight. And I'm sure that, you know, there's some questions about, you know, the Sam Darnold not being taken with the 1st pick of the draft.
Well, yeah.
By the Browns.
Well, I've talked to
with a former USC quarterback.
Well, I talked to
how stupid are they?
The Browns. I talked to the Browns this morning about it, and they really, really thought they really wanted Darnold to be the number one guy, but they just said we couldn't do it. We after all of the work that we did, Baker Mayfield was the number one guy.
Was that our old friend Mr. Highsmith?
Yeah.
Zoe.
I talked to him this morning.
They're known as Zoe. Yeah, I'm sure he would have liked to pick, but he just couldn't justify it. You know, he's a great personnel guy.
Yeah.
He's a great personnel guy. He can look at a player from 2 miles away and tell you whether or not he can play in the NFL.
Yeah. He's got all that experience and, you know, playing as well in the NFL.
I can't wait till Zoe's a GM himself. Good for him. He's doing great. I'm proud of him.
Yep. We'll see if he gets that shot someday. So we're going to come on and talk. Well, how about your Texans? What do you think of what they did today? Is that one of your lead stories on Channel 26?
You mean the pick they had last night?
Yeah, all the flurry of activity in the Texans are. Is it tonight's the party though, right?
Tonight is the party. At NRG, it gets underway at 6:00, and believe it or not, tickets have sold out.
What?
There, that's right. So guess what? The draft is on Fox 26. So if you guys want to just promote that a little bit, especially since we're going to do a couple of hits here this morning and a live show. Let me stop saying look live. Live shot for noon with you two.
Yeah.
You two pros.
Yeah.
You
know, well, I don't know about that.
Don't look at me when you say pro. Take a look at Delvin and John.
I've been
I'm amateur
this one over
hour.
Here who's a kid forever accusing me of racism.
I just said.
You got to know John.
Just
you know
asked,
your personnel, and he's asked me to say it for you and Del.
You got to know John, man.
I'm just asking a question. If Del's not on, is it racist? And if you're being racist, then we have to call you out for it. Racism, we need to end racism in America, okay?
Yet you keep bringing it up. Okay.
Well, all I'm saying is
you
I'm just
don't
saying.
Know what Nate's.
I'm just saying is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I just want to make sure that there's no racism going on right here and right now in America. Okay. So let's break the cycle. Let's break it.
You're ready to break the cycle. Yeah. It's going to be you that's going to do it. I like it. Look at Nathaniel. Look, you've offended Nate.
Apparently, we're having technical issues. So. Let's take a break here and we'll see if we can't get this worked out, and we'll see if we don't get on Channel 26. But right now, I want to talk, what about our Skeeters? They start tonight. The Skeeters start tonight.
What, mosquitoes?
No.
Oh, you mean the Skeeters.
Skeeters, baseball.
Is it fireworks night?
It is fireworks night. Of course.
It's a Friday minor league baseball.
Is it Dollar Dog Night?
It's the first time it's ever going to happen, Del. Friday at a minor league stadium, they're going to have fireworks.
It's never happened. They have Dollar Dog Night?
No, Sean, not today.
That's not today?
No, actually, today is schedule day. You get a schedule when you come into the ballpark.
A schedule on the Skeeter schedule.
Okay. Skeeter schedule.
That's worth going for alone. Let alone the fireworks.
Well, tomorrow they're giving out hats. Nice. Sunday you run the bases. You play catch with the players. There's something every single. It's minor league baseball. You get to see the Pete and Cavilla era underway. You get all of this going on at the Skeeters. You've got groups. You've got a church group. You've got organization. You got Little League. You want a birthday party. They can do that there. They do it all. It's great place for the kids. They've got buffets, picnic areas, party suites, gourmet food. They've got it all at the Skeeters. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. They've got a number of ticket plans available, including season tickets, 10-game flex books, mini plans, new 10-game Insperity Club plan, all at SugarlandSkeeters.com. At SugarlandSkeeters.com.
This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, we are going to be on Channel 26. Stu worked it out. Thank God Stu is here.
Yes.
And he worked it all out so that we're going to be on Channel 26.
I was honestly stewing about if we were going to get on the air.
Oh, dad joke.
Uh-oh.
Dad joke. Dull.
Watch out, Houston.
By the way, I wasn't offended by that.
Stupendous job by you.
Oh,
the people have been craving it, Delvin.
No.
Dad joke.
That's a dad joke. No dad jokes. We haven't had dad jokes. Man. When was the last time you had to play that, Del?
When I left?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. God. And he dad jokes the whole show.
John, when you go, God. Stop.
Oh, my God.
That's probably what JT does.
Yeah. Oh. With me.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop. Anyway, so we're going to be on in just a couple of minutes here on Channel 26. So if you want to see us, for I don't know why you would want to do that, but if you want to do that, you're more than welcome to. We got some basketball to worry about here tonight too. We're gonna find out whether or not it's the Jazz. You like the Rockets so far?
I do. I think they coasted, John. Too. I actually about 4 months ago on my show for you and I for years been talking about it. I think they're going to beat the Warriors in the Western Conference
Final.
I do. I don't like Steph Curry's situation. I think the Rockets are prime, but after watching this series, even though they coasted through this, they did not play well.
No,
they did not play well, and I don't think it was an effort level. I just think they were missing shots. 4-1 and didn't play well and dominated Minnesota. We have not seen the best of the Rockets in the postseason. We will in the next series. And Utah is going to beat Oklahoma City.
The only thing that's worrisome about that, and I agree with you, and we've been talking about that, you're not playing well and you're still winning. But if you continue to not play well, you're not going to get through. You'll get through the Jazz. You're not going to get through Golden State.
And I don't think they're good enough. It's not like the old Showtime Lakers or the Celtics with Bird where you can turn it on and off like a light switch. That's not the Rockets. But I'll tell you, if they tune it up, The Golden State Warriors do not get to coast through this Western Conference Finals. I'll tell you that right now.
No. The only thing that's worrisome is that this is too often that they don't play well in the postseason. This might choke them. I don't know.
And a Golden State team will make you pay if that's the case.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. So now Nate is looking, and he's looking at the camera.
This is golf time.
And he really, really likes to look at the camera. And Melissa is talking and talking. Mm-hmm. And yes. Jose, who else is over there?
Jose Grignon. I love that name. I love it. Yeah. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
Now, here we go. And they're at the desk. And they're looking and talking and talking and looking. And
we're doing the morning brew, John. I watch it every morning.
You do?
Brew. I do. Huh. Yes.
We're watching the morning brew. Okay. Brewing up some brew. Is that beer or what is beer? What is it?
Good morning, Melissa and Jose and obviously and Sally. And obviously the draft gets underway again tonight. The Texans won't pick until late tonight. They have 3 picks in the 3rd round. John Granato, first question I want to ask you is, I'll save the other one for the guy to my left, who I know is a little upset. But anyway, when you look at this draft, Baker Mayfield was the first pick of the draft. What do you think the Texans are going to do when they
Well, they've got to go line. I don't think they got to protect Deshaun. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. But they also have to get corner. So will they draft up? I think they need just too many players. Whether or not you're going to have guys that are actually going to contribute this year in the 3rd round, I don't know. Maybe Brian Gain will do a much better job than has been done in the past by Rick. But it'll be interesting to see, because if they package up some of these to move up, if they really love a guy on the offensive line, I think that's a possibility. But more, I think you get a quantity, because they need a lot of players still.
We got about 20 seconds. Sam Darnold was not the first pick in the draft. Baker Mayfield was. How do you feel about this?
Mayfield was second as the quarterbacks on my list. Darnold was first. So I think they got a good player. He wins, and that edge will help them. I do like the pick, although I would have taken Darnold. I just think the dumbest team in the draft happened to be the Giants, and the Jets are actually the smartest team in New York. They got a steal with Darnold at 3.
All right, guys. We'll have more at 9 o'clock. Talk to you more about the draft. Right now, we're at ESPN 97.5. I'm with the guys, Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News. Back to you.
And he's looking at the camera and looking and looking. And out. There it is. All right. NFL draft coverage resumes tonight on Fox 26.
Yes, it does.
You don't want to miss it.
No. You don't want to miss it. Great
You'll be at the party tonight?
I will not be at the party. I will be
gone.
Yeah, he's
going to be well done. It's been always a long. He used to get up like 2.
Yeah, but
How about this? I mean, he dresses all up. He's got his blue and he's got his yellow tie, power, looking very sharp. And he gets a minute and then he's done. What kind of job is this?
Hey, you know what? Nate's the guy that 1 second he'll be at God Lover Barbara Bush's, you know, in the funeral and doing it. And then you might see him in New York at the Empire State Building. And then later in the day, he'll be covering the Texans. The dude is, where's Nathaniel? It's not where's Waldo, it's where's... And nobody in this city dresses sharper than this dude.
No.
Thank you, man. Class, I got that from you, too?
Class personified.
Oh. I'm 2 for 2.
Yep.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Right. Well, I just wish that Dell would get on someday so that we wouldn't have these racism.
We had Dell on, remember?
Racism claims.
You know we had Dell on.
Okay. No.
Now they're claims.
They're claims. That's all I can say. That's all I know about them. All right, Nate, we appreciate it as always.
Nate, great stuff, buddy. Thank you.
713-780-3776. Where is Lance, by the way? Is he going to call back in?
No, he's too busy fighting haters on Twitter.
He's fighting on Twitter with people.
And you know the guy that's fighting with Lance probably is the guy who watched one game on national TV while Lance has studied 18,000 hours of tape. And he's going to tell Lance why a player's better than the one Lance had picked
or how stupid he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, Lance, did you see that guy on the 4-minute Sports Center highlight?
Yeah, you idiot. Well, I get why.
Give me a break.
Well, I get why they call him stupid. I mean.
What?
Whoa.
<That's>, I'm taking all the shots because he's not here.
Because he's not here. He can't defend himself.
Yeah.
If you're the Browns, who do you take with the first pick tonight?
Sam Darnold. Oh, you mean tonight.
Tonight.
The first pick... is there a good offense? Connor Williams. Why not go shore up Joe Thomas?
Yeah. Connor Williams has his issues.
Okay, but I know he does. Yeah. I know he does. You're right, just talking about somebody to replace Joe Thomas.
You know, Del, this was interesting that you've said this plenty. The problem that you had, one of the problems that you had with Baker Mayfield was that he had a clean pocket all the time.
I mean, it's a credit to their offense and the OU offensive line, but I rarely saw him throw with guys around him. Now that maybe that's just the offense and where they have him drop back, but that doesn't translate to the NFL. He'll be throwing in crowded pockets. I know he's got movement, but I just never saw it. It's not that he can't do it,
My point being on this question is, why isn't Orlando Brown being more well considered? I know he's not athletic, his feet, there's a bunch of stuff, but he's massive and he kept Baker clean.
He sure did. And Delta, to your point, The very few times that Baker Mayfield was in traffic, he created it himself. He ran into traffic because he bails out and wants to hit a home run. That's his biggest weakness, which is a strength, too, because he can hit the home run. But he's willing to strike out at times. Yet he's so accurate underneath. But I saw him pass up a couple underneath throws that if he throws on time, the ball comes out. To hold the ball, scramble out, try to make a spectacular play. And he ran himself into some trouble. You're right, John. I don't really care if Orlando Brown didn't have a vertical leap, John. Can you get around him?
Yeah.
It's like going around the Superdome.
He's huge.
Can't get around, or NRG. You can't. So I would expect the Browns to shore up somehow Joe Thomas's position at or somewhere on the offensive line. Yet, John, why not go get yourself another pass rusher? Landry's still on the board from Boston College. You can go get a pad. They got the defensive back. They got the quarterback. Landry's still sitting there.
He might even be better.
Well, look at his production at Boston College. Last year he wasn't as productive, but the other 2 years he got after it. Now he can create some sacks. So it's one of those positions, one of the line positions for me.
Well, and you mentioned that if it was last year at this time,
yep,
Sam Darnold would have been no brainer. He fell off.
He would have been the
Rosen
first pick
fell
of the draft.
Off. Allen fell off. We were talking about this yesterday. What happened to these guys? The pressure? What happened to these guys? Knowing that they're playing for their future?
Possibly overhyped them, too. Now, you know, the thing.
But how good was Darnold last year, though,
but here,
as opposed to this
year?
Well,
if you would have drafted him after the Penn State game, he was the first pick of the draft.
Yep.
He turned it over, and people got concerned about it. Rosen didn't win and was hurt. His attitude, get concerned about that. Allen, who crept up there, should I say, and he kind of stayed where I would have him. And then Lamar Jackson, who we know is a potential lightning rod.
And he allegedly fell off, although his numbers were just as good, if not
better.
Exactly.
And look at this, John. 2 years ago when we talked about Baker Mayfield, we didn't know if he was a draft pick.
Right.
From a walk-on to the Heisman Trophy winner, the first pick of the draft, and in national title contention. And 2 years ago, the guy would have been lucky to be taken in the fifth round. Now he's going to be the face of your franchise with the number one pick. It's a fascinating story. Really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And we talk our way out of players, too. John, you and I know that.
Right.
We instead of talking our way into them, most scouts and general managers, they talk their way out of a player. Everybody's got a wart somewhere or a scale where they just, you know, if you want to really look closely with the fine and call it with a fine tooth comb, you're going to find a weakness in every player.
It'll be interesting to see what the Browns do, what's going to happen with the top of this second round. There's a lot of good football
players.
Can
they get a versatile running back, John? They already got Hyde inside. Maybe a versatile running back.
You like Geis?
Geis can,
well,
you know?
And somebody made this point. They said, okay, it was a Texas Tiger. He says, we watched, and I've watched every LSU game. We watched Fournette, okay, and we watched Darius Geis. Are you telling us Fournette is the fourth overall pick and Geis isn't even a first rounder? That's crazy. Because we saw the Geis production. I'm not as high on Geis. Everybody was, oh my God, Geis is better. Geis is, but no, he's not better than Leonard Fournette. He's just not, especially at the pro level, because of Leonard Fournette's ability to avoid and to run you over. Leonard Fournette can do both. Now, his ankles are that they're an issue, and if you have an issue with that, then I get it. But look how much better Jacksonville was with Leonard Fournette. That was an AFC championship game team, and in large part because you had to fear to run the ball. It certainly wasn't Blake Bortles that got him there. Darius Geis is interesting at the top of this. I'm not sure that he goes there, though.
Now, I'll tell you what, if it was flip-flopped, if Geis was gone and Michelle was available, different type of back.
It might have been.
Because you already got the inside guy with Hyde.
How about James Washington?
Maybe. Explosive
that
receiver.
That dude.
What about Christian Kirk, John? But they got their slot guy. But see, the thing with Kirk is he can play inside and out by getting Landry this offseason. I'm telling you what, they are loading up with offensive skill set people now. Think about a team who didn't have many, and now they've got. What about going out and getting? What's the Dallas Goedert?
Goddard.
Goddard, the tight end, who's a good player too. You can't have just one tight end. Have two, you're always better.
Right.
So go grab him. I mean, because they got the kid from Miami, but who's a kind of a pseudo tight end, outside guy, inside guy. You can move him around and motion. When the Patriots were at their best, they had two.
Yep.
When you take a look at these teams, when they have two, they're a lot better. So I would expect either a guy to protect the quarterback, a pass rusher, or another offensive weapon.
Yep. It'll be
position, man. They still got a bunch of picks.
Still a lot of good football players. And Nate asked the question about the Texans. I don't know. We'll see what Brian Gain does, if he's looking for quality or he's got to have quantity. If there's a guy that they absolutely love at the end of the second round, they can probably go up and get him.
You know who else is there, John, that hasn't been drafted, who's a really good corner, is Josh Jackson from Iowa.
Yep.
He catches the ball. He's a big, long guy. He catches and finishes the ball. And that's an underrated thing, defensive backs who finish and catch. He's still there. I don't expect him to be around long either.
There's Isaiah Oliver as well, another corner that you know, you're right, Josh Jackson sitting there as well. There's some, and boy, do the Texans need that. Boy, do they ever need that. All right, 828 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, hang out with us. Sean's got another half hour. Raheel's going to join us at the top of the hour. Come on in if you want to ask Sean a question here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Sean filling in for Lance this morning here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel is already in.
Look at his tight cut, too, man.
I know, look at him.
Comes in. Look at his mean look mugging, too.
I heard him talking about his haircut on the air yesterday.
Look at it.
Who talks about their haircut on the air?
Well, I did, because I think he looks like a Turkish forward. Like if he played for the Turkish national team, that's what he would look like. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, he could be a Turkish forward. Yeah, I could see that. A small forward.
No, not a basketball player.
Oh, no. What about a basketball player?
No, he looks like a guy who plays for Bayern Munich.
Does he look like a forward? Yes, if he had a soccer jersey on, we'd go live to him on BN Sports.
We'd ask him how the matchup with Ronaldo is going to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get traded for $100 million? Did you sign with Arsenal?
A transfer deal?
No, he looks like he could be a forward on their Olympic basketball team.
He's got soccer player
hair. He's got like a two on the side. He went two clipper on the side and let the top flow.
It's just embarrassing.
I think it's a good cut, Raheel.
By the way, we haven't even talked about the greatest baseball team in the world, and that's the Houston Astros.
Who's got the best record in baseball?
Oh, yeah, well, I wanted to ask
I'm
you.
I'm just curious.
I want to ask you this. Who got no hit by, well, of course, how are you going to hit a Sean Manea?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
But guess who gets him tonight?
You guys do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at the game the other night when Skaggs.
Oh, God.
I was at the game. Okay.
But how are you going to hit it?
Be careful. Okay?
How are you going to hit a Skaggs, though?
Let me just think. I don't know. I'll tell you what. He was a hag. I mean, a Skag. Let's see. I'm just looking at the record. I'm just checking the records. I'm not real sure.
No, don't worry about the records.
I'm just checking.
The records don't matter right now. It's April.
I know. You don't win championships
okay, you
in
won,
April.
No. You won the April championship. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
I do believe
they're going to fly a pennant in Boston for the April championship that they're winning right now?
No, I think because of what they won in April, they're changing Yaki Way to something less racist. I think that's what they're doing.
What is it going to be?
They're changing Yaki Way to something less racist.
No, they're trying to.
No, they're going to try to change.
To Hockey Way.
Okay.
Because they like hockey in Boston.
Do they?
Yaki Way. I do believe the Red Sox had the best record in baseball at 19-5. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. That April championship, another one for you guys. Congratulations.
I think Rashi Vats, she was at the Super Bowl. Didn't we meet her at the Super Bowl, Raheel and John?
Right.
She's awesome. I watch every morning. Pooja was there too. No, I thought I met Rashi Vats.
No,
too,
you're mixing them up. It was Pooja that was on with us.
No, not on with us. Wasn't she at the Super Bowl too?
Know.
Anyway, I think I see her every morning, and I always want to say, "Is there a vat in the cave?" But it, you know what? See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Another dad joke. You like it?
It's over, Jenny. It's over.
I think Rashi. I watch honestly. This is my morning brew.
I
wake up every morning and watch this show with them. Yes,
I like morning brews too, but I don't think it's the same.
Rashi and my guy, who's the one who always goes out and does all the...
Nate.
No, not Nate. I love Nate. Rashi and what's the guy who goes out and does all the food? He's always on location. With the glasses, does the exercises. You guys know. What's his name?
Ruben.
Ruben Dominguez. He's got one of the best
jobs.
Ruben and Rashi have like the best gigs on the planet. They get to do all the fun stuff.
She's at the Skeeters right now.
Yes.
By the way, they start tonight. The Skeeters start tonight.
Yeah, and Rashi Vats is there right now, okay?
Right.
I know that whole newscast. Jose Grignon. I like how he says his name, too. I'm in. Sally McDonald. I love it, man. And that
Melissa?
Dude the guy who does all the movie reviews, I watch him, too, has the same.
I don't know.
He's got his look, yeah.
Dave Morales.
I want Dave's job, too. He gets the interview and gets to do all the movie stuff.
All right.
Okay, we've given Fox a lot of pub this morning.
Yeah, apparently we are. Childish Altuve wants to know this. Sean, F, marry, or kill? B. Arthur, Betty White, and Estelle Getty.
Okay. What's the first two names?
B. Arthur, Betty White, Estelle Getty.
Okay. I'm marrying Betty White because she just makes me laugh, and I think she's. I want to have a beer with her. I think she's one of the funniest people ever.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other two? Kill? What are the other two? B. Arthur
and
who?
And B. Arthur and Estelle Getty.
I'm probably... Probably Pound Cake, B. Arthur, because she's tall. I don't want to kill the other one, Estelle Getty, because I think she's funny, too.
Yeah, but that's all right. Somebody's got to die.
Well, then she can go, because she's the oldest.
Well, actually,
she
was the youngest.
Already?
Actually, she was the youngest.
She was?
Yes.
Well, then kill the oldest one, and let me keep Betty White. I just know that I want to do it all with Betty White.
Rue McClanahan,
right. Another one of them.
She was the hoe.
Betty, whoa, she got to eat too, though, John.
No, well, I know that.
The hoes always got to eat, too.
But these hoes ain't loyal, are they? No.
I'll tell you what, Betty White, that's my type of...
Del's busy with some porn over there or something.
He's watching Betty White.
Are you going Gilbert this morning on the show? What do you got going on there? What do you got going on there, Del?
Who doesn't
He's been busy over there.
Yeah, who doesn't want to hang around with Betty White?
Like important stuff.
Who doesn't want to hang
around
with
Betty White? What are you doing?
I mean, you guys are talking about banging golden girls. I got to read actual important stuff.
What is it? Miami's recruiting list?
No, just draft stuff from yesterday.
Hey, Bill, I don't bang. I make love.
No.
You wouldn't do that with Rue McClanahan. You're not
true. But what about with Betty White, though? A lot of laughs with Betty White in the sheets. Yeah, you'd have a blast.
See, there's so many people right now that are under 100 that don't know what we're talking about, okay? They have no
idea. They've never heard of the saying make love? Well, you asked the question, so.
No.
How about you?
That was childish L2. It's art, okay? L2? And I don't know why we take art in a direction. Anyway. Okay, I got to put out your daily picture, Raheel.
The art of making love.
I got to put out your daily. I take a picture every day of Raheel.
Mean mug it, Raheel.
And so that I can put it on Twitter so that everybody can see the fresh cut.
Why are you so disrespectful to Raheel?
Because why would I be respectful to Raheel? That's silly.
He's earned it.
So we're going to put that out there for the people. I'll put that out there.
For the people?
For the people. All right. Great show, John says. Really is awesome to hear Sean back on there.
Great to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you in, here in studio. Appreciate you. You got to come in more with you and Lance are boys. You share a computer. Do you guys share a chocolate shake while you're watching, guys, or what?
Does Lance have any idea that
two
I've
straws
put,
or one?
Does Lance have any idea that I've put like family pictures on his desk?
If you're moving in,
yes.
You're moving in on him. Yeah, yeah. That's.
I tell you what, I love his work, man. He does a great job.
Okay,
and I'm grateful.
Now I see it. This definitely is. You are a forward for some Middle Eastern team. Okay, but this is for Chivas, okay?
Chivas Regal.
So you might have a little Mexican thing going on too there.
Well, let's not pretend like he hasn't been mistaken.
Okay.
Whoa! Did you play the Turkish Mexican card on?
Well,
Regal?
This is
Chivas Regal.
You tried to fight me on this. It's
Chivas
clear.
Regal. My bad.
He looks like a guy who got a transfer fee of $100 million.
he does. No, I see it now.
Raheel, rip your
and
shirt
with a fresh
Raheel.
Cut.
Pretend like you scored a goal and rip your shirt off, but let's see if it matches.
Turkey's forward right here. All
did
right?
You say Turkey or Mexican?
Don't steal. I already did this yesterday. You're stealing my bit. I already tweeted that out yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
With the fresh cut? People are asking for the fresh cut.
I sent it out yesterday. I called him Rezali. That's his soccer name.
That's his soccer name?
Nice.
Well, too late.
Rezali.
No one saw that.
Yeah,
I like
they
it.
Did.
Okay.
I do like it.
Rezali.
My guy, Ruben Dominguez on TV. See? Always on location. Rupai. Love Ruben.
All right, there. I put it out there. Turkey
that's
forward, Rezali.
Rupai.
Why does he go by Ray all the time now? We got to figure this out.
Well, his good friend Allison Mack called him Ray, so his new name's Ray.
That whole thing.
You heard that?
I heard. It only lasted like 12 segments.
Hey, man, if you know a Hollywood starlet who's running a sex cult, you got to talk about
it.
Well,
I guess you do. I guess that you do.
It's a ray of sunshine that he brings.
Oh, stop. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to be on again with Nate, but you got a segment to go.
Where the hell's Lance?
Lance is coming. And he can't now, right? He's arguing with people on Twitter. He can't come on.
He's too busy.
I'll text him, see if he'll come on the last segment. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sean filling in for another segment here on ESPN 97.5. His final segment here in the morning. And great to have you back here.
It's good to be back. Tune in today at BN Sports on your cable dial, 94.1 from 3 to 4. And then SB Nation Radio on 94.1 till 7 o'clock. We can also turn on the TV and check it out. 2 hours of live television nationally. It'll be fun. We'll get after it again.
So, for people who weren't here, I mean, we've been talking about the draft, and we got away from it a little bit, but there were plenty of people who were in their car right now that weren't before. The thoughts are, I think you and I both agree the Giants messed up by taking Barkley there instead of maximizing that pick and getting as much as they could when someone would have wanted Darnold in that spot. That the Jets, nice, it all worked out. How well did it work out? It was kind of scary for them. They might have ended up with Josh Allen because if the Giants did the right thing and now all of a sudden Darnold is gone as well as Baker Mayfield, there the Jets are probably sitting going, well, this isn't what we bargained for when we made that trade.
Agreed.
Right?
Yep.
So that Denzel Ward, a bit of a surprise, but I talked to Zoe this morning and he said, hey, we love the kid.
Great cover guy.
And
one thing, John, if we're going by history, Ohio State defensive backs are pretty good in the NFL. Malik Hooker, safety.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lattimore, corner. I mean, and now Denzel Ward. The history says they know how to coach him in that secondary there. And this, he's a freak athlete. He's short in stature. And so he'll have a little bit of trouble early on. Guys off the line of scrimmage, but great catch-up speed and a freak show.
Yeah, I mean, and
he reminds me of Antoine Winfield, just not quite as physical.
He's so smooth.
Yep.
And he can turn. His hips are great. He's and we joke about, oh, they're watching this. No, his hips are great, and he's got it. At any point, he can just turn it on.
Put it this way. He got picked there as a guy who's 5'10".
Yeah.
Imagine if he was a 6'1 corner. He would have been the second pick of the draft.
Yep.
He's that good. So four's pretty good. And if they love him, they love him. A couple teams, John, that stick out to me that won. The Colts with Quentin Nelson, no brainer.
Yep.
He'll be starting and he'll be there a decade from now. Bradley Chubb sitting there for Elway. It's like, okay, this guy's at 5, no brainer. And I thought Roquan Smith, that 6-7 in that late after the 5th pick, those teams right in that range, I thought they did a hell of a job with doing it, because all three of those guys we just named are going to start and be impactful as rookies. Nelson, Smith, and Nick Chubb.
Yep.
I think they're all really good players. Not Nick Chubb, Bradley Chubb are all going to be players you pencil in and they start right away.
Where's Dell? Is he in there? Dell, I saw this morning that disappointed that the Dolphins took Minka there. That he could be the best player in this draft.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just glad they picked a guy who actually made plays as opposed to the next Sean Taylor that I heard since he was a freshman in Derwin James. I mean, it's a safety, and people think, well, you have T.J. McDonald's. Well, T.J. McDonald isn't a free safety. That's where they want to play Minka Fitzpatrick. They'll move him around, too, but I like to pick. Safety was an issue. Rashad Jones is a box guy. He's a good player, but he's not a guy who would fill what the Dolphins needed. And if you're going to move T.J. McDonald because you did sign him, you move him to a nickel linebacker. The Dolphins have had issues with their linebacker position. You want to move him down. I like the pick because of it adds versatility to a defense that didn't have much last year.
And on 11, on my thing that I had written, I had him picking Minka Fitzpatrick. And relationship, they trust Nick Saban. And Adam Gase is a pupil at some point in time for Nick Saban. He knows that there's a trust factor there. And he gives you great versatility. You know, he does. He's a little over 200 pounds. Now, if somebody got hurt, he can go play corners. Better safety, ball hawk guy, but you can bring him down, and he's physical enough to handle a tight end, but you can put him at free safety, and he can go get the football. I thought it was a pretty solid pick. I don't think you missed out by taking Minka Fitzpatrick at 11.
No. Vita Vea going to the Bucs, Daron Payne to the Redskins. Those are just solid picks. Marcus Davenport, that you traded up, the Saints traded up. And when they did that, honest to God, it was the first thing I said was, oh, here's Lamar Jackson. Here's where Lamar Jackson goes. Because you trade up and give up a 2019 first rounder. Holy crap.
Well, according, you listen to Mike Mayock, he said, I mean, they pretty much guaranteed the pick on him. I mean, when it happened, he says, oh, this is going to be exciting. They were starting to talk about having, you know, because he said he talked to Sean Payton, and they were thinking about taking Patrick Mahomes last year before they traded up, and they took Lattimore, meaning when Kansas City traded up to get Mahomes. And when he traded up, he's like, exciting, this is going to be weird. Can you imagine him in that offense? And all of a sudden they go up and say Marcus Davenport, and even Mike even said, oh, my bad, man. I think everybody thought what he thought. Yeah, no question.
And it was just shocking that you would go, boy, Marcus Davenport better be good. I'll tell you that right now. Colt Miller, Tremaine Edmonds to the Bills. The Bills get Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds.
Edmonds is a stud.
I think he is another guy that is probably a can't miss.
Yep. And he's 19 years old. Won't be 20 till May.
Derwin James going to the Chargers. He falls to the Chargers, which was great for them. The Packers moved down and then back up for Jerry Alexander, the cornerback. So they a lot of moving parts in Gunnar Kunst's first draft. Leighton Vander Esch to the Cowboys. Then the white and a run on white guys there. Three straight white guys.
I think that's going to be a big story today. The run on white guys. Yeah.
Isaiah Wynn, the tackle for Georgia, and Sony Michel, both Georgia guys.
Yeah.
Going to the Patriots.
Well, where's Kirby Smart come from? Nick Saban.
Yep.
Who's Nick Saban's buddies with? Belichick, I'm telling you, trusts like the Sabans, and also who was the defensive coach or a coach on Alabama staff who used to be at Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? I forget.
And now I'm losing. What's it, Dell?
The Rutgers former Rutgers coach.
Shiano?
Yeah, Greg Shiano. And he used to love Rutgers players. So there's a path to it. They trust certain guys, and I get why he went to both Georgia. And Georgia's turning into a dominant program.
Yep, absolutely. And then Lamar Jackson, the Ravens trade back up to get Lamar Jackson, who I think is going to be a star.
Yep.
He's just – I love the big playability. We talk about that with Deshaun here. He's going to make mistakes, and he made mistakes, okay? But he had 19 touchdowns along with those 8 interceptions.
John, let me ask you this. When you look at Aaron Judge, he's going to strike out.
Yep.
George Springer here, postseason strikeout. But isn't a couple strikeouts worth the run production? Same as the quarterback. He may throw a pick, but if he throws me 3 touchdowns and we win games and he finds a way to make plays – I'll settle for an offside by Von Miller.
Yep.
To go get me 3 sacks, where he gives me a 5-yard penalty on 3rd and 2, but gets me 3 sacks. I'm okay with that. I can live with that. He just got to be taught well in the pocket. And what's it, Greg Roman and that group there? I think, and Marty Morningwig. I think they're going to do a good job with this. He's going to the right situation for him, and 2 good coaches. And I think Ozzie leaves the draft doing the right thing.
It's funny, Petrino, apparently they taught him the narrow base when he was – Dell was talking about this yesterday.
He's major narrow base.
He had a wider base in high school.
I'm more of a fan of the wider base, but he's extreme the other way. It almost makes him look stiff-legged in the pocket because he's really tight, but it gives him a chance to explode out of it. I prefer a little bit wider base, and I think they'll widen it a little bit, but it's not it hasn't been a weakness for him as far as big plays. He plays where his feet are, and they're usually under him.
All right. Well, Sean, great having you here.
Thanks, bud.
With us on ESPN 97.5.
Thanks, John.
Hope you all enjoyed having Sean back on in the morning right here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel up next with us. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.